Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Minutes away from Dead Guy in the Envelope. We're going to kick that off here in about 10 minutes. Playing today for Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller Band tickets.
Birthday scam time.
All right, this guy's dog tends to get out of the yard. It's dug a hole. It goes over to the neighbor's yard. So I'm going to pretend to be the neighbor. I'm calling to say that his dog wrecked my herb garden.
Hello?
Hey, is this Luke?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Mike. I live in the house behind you. And I had a bit of an issue I wanted to talk to you about.
How did you get this number?
From the neighborhood directory.
Okay. What can I help you with? What's going on?
Your dog had got under my fence again and dug up my herb garden.
My dog.
Which was kind of elaborate. And hopefully you and I could work something out.
First of all, how do you know it was my dog? My dog's never done that before. And
you know, he has. He climbs under the fence a few times. He's dug a hole there.
All right. Well, listen, I'll take a look, but maybe that's something on you that you should maybe...
How is that my issue? Your dog dug a hole there.
Well, listen, it's not anybody's issue. I'm going to take a look at that, and we'll sort that out. But what else can I help you with? What's the problem? I'll make sure he doesn't do it.
First of all, you need to fill that hole in so he doesn't keep coming over. Secondly, I had an herb garden that I value at about $2,000 that needs to be completely restored. All the plants have been torn out.
Look, just take a couple pictures. We can talk about it. The $2,000 for an herb garden sounds a bit extensive. Okay?
Well, I don't know if you'd ever seen it. Did you ever look over there? I had over a dozen different types of herbs, all the way from thyme and oregano.
That's nice.
I grow garlic. The rosemary is a very beneficial plant. Not only is it great in a lot of recipes, it keeps mosquitoes away.
Well,
and it's gone.
Appreciate it.
That's something that benefited you also.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, I don't really have time for this morning.
You do get it. You're very disagreeable about this. I really thought you would want to make this right.
I do, but not to the tune of $2,000. I mean, honestly, man, I'll pick you up a couple rosemary plants.
Special compost that I had put together myself with eggshells and banana peels and the whole nine yards.
Okay, yeah, listen.
It was 15 by 18 feet. It's all tore up.
If you can prove to me $2,000 worth of expenses, we can talk about it.
There were some special plants also on top of the herbs, if you know what I mean.
Like a rose bush? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about certain types of plants that I grow for medicinal purposes.
And that's none of my problem. Why would I even want to get involved with that? I could call the police on you. Forget about paying you.
You'll call the police on me.
I could. I'm not saying I will, but I'm saying I could if you keep pressing
the
issue.
Why would you do that? I was going to cut you in on this.
I don't want anything to do with that, man.
Yeah, I got a whole thing. I have a whole thing up in the attic. I start the seeds in the herb garden, and then I move it up into the grow facility.
You know, I don't even want to talk about this on the phone, honestly.
I was going to make you part of it.
I don't want to be a part of any of this.
No one else knows about this.
No, this bullshit.
I haven't told anyone.
I'm going to hang up in about 2 seconds. This is
Look, if this gets out, I'll know where it came from.
Absolutely. And I'll know
you know
where
who I am?
Live, man. I know who you are.
Say my name. Say it.
All right, Mike.
You're all Breaking Bad.
I'm the one who knocks.
What the f*** is going on, dude? I swear to God, I will come over there and talk to you personally.
Hey, Luke, it's not your neighbor. It's Dean and Raj with the birthday scam. That's from your wife.
Jesus, man. Are you kidding me?
I like you just went all Walter White Breaking Bad.
Laura had the idea. Wow. She told us to call you.
She's going to have one coming her way. I swear to God, that was ridiculous. And that's all. Okay.
We hope you have a happy birthday.
Sweet, I will.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.